In this bulletin, Tasmania records its first coronavirus death. Predictions as many as 200,000 people in the US could die from COVID-19. And in sport, the AFL is considering a wild card final series. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Tasmania has confirmed its first coronavirus-related death. A woman in her 80s died in the Northwest Regional Hospital in Burnie. Premier Peter Gutwin says the situation is critical. He's also announced stricter measures, with all non-essential travellers arriving in Tasmania to be placed into government-run quarantine facilities. He says anyone ignoring the two-person social distancing rule will be deemed to have committed an offence, with the potential for on-the-spot fines. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says public gatherings of more than two people are now banned, with the states and territories given the option to make it legally enforceable. Some public areas will also be shut down, including playgrounds, outdoor gyms and skate parks, while boot camps will be restricted to two people. Queensland Police will issue on-the-spot fines to anyone who breaches the federal government's updated guidelines. Meanwhile, New South Wales will quickly enforce the new rules. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says she acknowledges the measures are difficult, but is urging people to comply for the good of the community.
I know that once everybody has absorbed these changes, once everyone has worked out what works for them, we'll all adjust. We'll all adjust. And we'll all think of innovative ways to get through this as best we can. And I'm still optimistic about our capacity to adjust, our capacity to support one another. And who would have known that a phone call or a text message can have so much more significance today than it used to before? And those little things matter.
Victoria has moved into stage three restrictions, with the state recording over 820 cases of the coronavirus. On-the-spot fines will apply for people in groups of more than two, effective from midnight tonight. The fines can reach up to $1,600. Premier Daniel Andrews says people need to follow the measures to curb the spread of the virus.
Stay at home, follow the rules, keep your distance, wash your hands, cough into the crook of your arm. Just use common sense and some common decency. Do the right thing or people will die.
Authorities in the Philippines say eight people have been killed after a medical evacuation plane crashed in the capital, Manila. The medevac plane exploded during a takeoff at Manila's main airport. Three medical personnel, three flight crew, a patient and a companion, a senator and the head of the Philippines Red Cross were on board the Lion Air plane heading to Japan. Ed Monreal, the general manager for the Manila International Airport Authority, says the cause of the crash is currently unknown. An infectious diseases doctor advising the United States government on the coronavirus warned as many as 200,000 people could die. The US has extended social distancing guidelines until April 30 as the number of cases continues to grow. At least 125,400 people have been infected in the US, and there have been 2,200 deaths. Infectious diseases specialist Dr. Anthony Fauci says as many as 200,000 people could die in the US.
Looking at what we're seeing now, you know, I would say between 100 and 200,000 cases, but I don't want to be held to that because deaths. I mean, we're going to have millions of cases, but I just don't think that we really need to make a projection when it's such a moving target that you could so easily be wrong.
Spain has recorded its highest daily death toll from coronavirus, with 838 new deaths, bringing the total to above 6,500. There are now almost 79,000 confirmed cases in Spain, prompting the government to order non-essential workers to stay home for 2 weeks from today. Schools, bars, restaurants, and shops selling non-essential items have been shut since the 14th of March, and most of the population is housebound. Meanwhile, Italy has recorded the most number of deaths of any country, with at least 10,700 people dying. The AFL remains open to a wild card finals series and best of three grand final format in response to the coronavirus pandemic. The league says the format will continue lengthening an already curtailed season. Time is running out to organise the games owing to COVID-19 lockdowns. And now a look at the weather across Australia. Perth, mostly sunny and 25. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 21. Melbourne, becoming dry and 21 degrees. Hobart, partly cloudy, 19. Canberra, showers and a possible storm, 23. Wollongong, much the same, 25. Sydney, a possible storm and showers, 26. Newcastle, a shower or two, a possible storm, 24. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 29. Cairns, a shower or two, 31. And Darwin, sunny and a top of 35 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.